नारायण नमस्कृत्य नर चैव नरोत्तम देवं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जायामुदीरये नास्तपयेष् भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्ति भावति नैष्ठिके वेदे रमणे चैव पुराणे भरते तथा अद्वन्तमादे च हरि सर्वत्र गीयते मोकं करोति वाचालं प्राङ्गुलाङ्गते गृहीया कृपातः वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणे परमानन्दमाधव दामो प्रोजित कायतभूत परमो निमशंसतं वेदं वास्तवम् अथवास्तु शिवदं तपतयो मोलनं श्रीमा भगवते महामने कृते किवाय परैश्वरा साजोरुदि हरुदक्षे कृतिविचिता कृष्णन् अतोऽयं ब्रह्मसूत्रानं भरता च विनिमय गयाति वासरूपो शोभिदता परिभ्रमित सर्वविदिति आसनं सरं सरं परिभ्रमित सर्ववेदान्तं सारं हि श्रीभागवतमिष्यते तारसामितस्याति तस्यानं यतस्य रति कुचित् ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So before I speak on the today's verse of the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, so today is a very special day because the appearance day of two great Vaishnavas who are the dear devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj and Srila Raghunandana Thakuru. Because Srila Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, he was a contemporary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. He was very popular in Navadvip. There's a biography book which was written about him some years ago. So it was a very interesting personality. He was a Babaji, and he was completely. He would do so many unusual things, which normal Vaishnavas are not supposed to do, like he would say that he would smoke hookah. Even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta will even facilitate that, but it doesn't mean that any Vaishnavas can imitate him. So very unique personalities. And then Srila Vamsidas, Srila Raghunandana Thakur, he was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was the son of Mukunda Datta. In the Guru Gunadesh Dipika, it was written about him that Vyas Tritiya Pradyumna Priyanama Sakho Bhavat Chakrilila Sahayan Yarada Madhava Yo Vabhraje Sri Chaitanya Dvaita Tanu Sa Eva Raghunandanaha. So it's said that this is from Gaura Gunesh Dipika, written by Kavakanapu. So it was stated that the third member of the Chaturvyuha, Pradyumna, took part in Radha Madhava's Lila in Braja as Krishna's intimate friend or Priya Nama Shakha. He has now appeared as Raghunandana, whose body is not different from that of Chaitanya. So there was one time when all the devotees, they were in Jagannath Puri. So after the Rath Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bidding farewell to all the devotees, because after Rath Yatra, so after some time, all the devotees who had come from Navadvip, they all returned back to Navadvip. So during farewell, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda Datta that, because Datta Mukunda was with his son was Raghunandana. Raghunandana at that time was quite young. So Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda that, this is you, and this is Raghunandana, and who is the son and who is the father? So I want to know from you, who is the son and who is the father? So Raghunandana replied that, as according to my opinion, Raghunandana is the father and I'm the son. Even though Raghunandana was his son. But Mukunda said, I am the son and he's the father. So my Prabhu said, yes, that anyone who brings us to Krishna consciousness, that is the father. It doesn't mean what is the ages. Because Mukunda said that because it was because of Raghunandana that all my family, we all became attached to Krishna. So there are so many you know, wonderful pastimes that that took place. Actually, there was one time when Mukunda Datta, he had asked his son to make an offering to the deity. They have a deity, Krishna deity. So because Mukunda Datta, he didn't have time. They say, I have to go out. So he should make an offering of Sandesh to Krishna. So Raghunandana was a child. He was just a boy, a young child. So he didn't know anything about offering. He didn't know anything about no mantras, no nothing. But, so because his father had told him to make an offering to Krishna, so he simply went before the deity and he placed the offering to the deity. He said, Krishna, here's the sandals for you. Please eat. So, and then he sat down waiting for Krishna to eat. Normally, you know, you make an offering to the deities and after some time you take out. But Raghunandana, he wants Krishna to eat because after all, this is meant for him. But Krishna is not eating. The plate is, the offering plate is still there, the sandesh is still there. So and then the boy started crying. He said, oh, because I cannot chant so many mantras, just like my father, so therefore you're not eating. Is that the reason why you cannot eat? So the boy was crying that why Krishna is not eating. So the Lord, he had no choice. So he got down from the asan and then he ate personally. The Lord ate and ate everything from the plate. So Raghunandana was very, very happy. So when his father came back, asked him that, have you done the offering? He said, yes, I've done the offering. And then he asked him that, where's the prasad? Because we made the offering, you had to take prasad. He asked him, where's the prasad? The boy said, well, the Lord ate everything. You said this is offering for him. So I made an offering, so he ate it. He ate everything. So Mukunda Datta, his father was not, he was a little bit apprehensive. He thought maybe some rat had eaten the prasad or something. So he could not figure out why his son is telling him that the Lord had eaten. So then the next day he wanted to see what has happened. And then he told his son again to do the offering again. And then he hid himself somewhere. He wanted to see what was going on. And then Raghunandana as a boy, he wanted to do the same thing again, make an offering to Krishna and all that. So the Lord started eating, but the Lord took half of it, and just he was about to take the rest, then Mukunda, his father, he came out of the hiding place, and then the Lord immediately stopped eating. So in this way, because, you know, the boy is very, very simple. Simplicity, as he says, simplicity is Vaishnavism. So the Lord is making an offering, whereas the father, he was not like, you know, like the boy was, And when you do the service, everything is done with calculation. But somehow, so the Mukunda dad was convinced that yes, his son is actually, you know, dear devotee of the Lord, that the Lord personally heard the offering which the boy had made. So in this way, so Raghunandana was a great devotee of the Lord. There's so many pastimes where that took place. So this is just a short, so I will deliberate on the on the class which we have. So Shila Vansivadam Tak Shila Vansivadam Babaji Maharaj Ki Shila Raghunandana Taku Ki Hare Krishna. So it's a great privilege to be able to speak on the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, because 10th canto of Bhagavatam is the heart of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's considered to be the head of Krishna, the Lord's head, like different part of Bhagavatam from 1st canto till 12th canto. They are described to be the different forms, different bodily parts of the Lord. So the 10th canto is considered to be the Lord's head. And of course, the five chapters which describe the Lord's Rasa Lila, the Rasa Panchadhyaya, these five chapters are considered to be Lord Krishna's smiling face. So it's full of great bhav is there. And this 10th canto Bhagavatam, I've had the most commentaries by various Vaishnava acharyas. They've commented quite a bit on this 10th canto Bhagavatam. The most popular commentaries, you have the Brihad Vaishnava Toshane by Srila Sanatana Goswami. You have Srata Darshini by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. No, Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur. You have, there is the Brihad, the Krama Sandhava, also Vaishnava Toshani, also by Jiva Goswami. Then you have Siddha Swami, of course, then the Vallabhacharya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta also in Anubhasya. So there are many commentaries which had been made on the 10th canto. There's one big book, it's a Sanskrit book, it's so big like this, which only the commentaries of the 10th canto. I remember one time I was with Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj. So one time he showed me his commentaries of Bhagavatam of 10th canto, just big book like this. That time I had asked him that maybe I should make a copy of it. He said, yes, you can make a copy. That time, this was a long time ago. So this is a very special book, this canto 10 of Bhagavatam. So today is text number 14, whereby Sutta Goswami, he begin to speak after the inquiries of Parikshit Maharaj to Sukadeva Goswami. So we can chant the verse. Sutta uvacha eva misanya bigunandana saduvadam vaya saki sabhagavan ata vishnuratam pratya cha krishna charitam kalikama sagnam Dhatum arabata bhagavat pradhanaha Sutta uvacha. Sutta Goswami said, even thus Nisamya, hearing Bhrigu Nandana, O son of the Bhrigu dynasty, Swanaka, Sadhu Vadan, pious questions, pious Sakihi, Sukadev Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, Saha, he, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Atha, thus, Vishnu Ratan, unto Parikrama Maharaj, who was always protected by Vishnu, Pratyachya, offering him respectful obeisances, Krishna Charitam, topics of Lord Krishna, Kali Kama Sagnam, which diminish the troubles of this age of Kali. We are attuned to describe Arabhata began Bhagavat Pradhana Sukadev Goswami, the chief among the pure devotees. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Sukadev Goswami said, O son of Bhrigu, Sunaka Rishi, after Sukadev Goswami, the most respectable devotee, the son of Vyasadev, heard the pious questions of Parikshit Maharaj, he thanked the king with great respect. Then he began to discuss on topics concerning Krishna, which are the remedy for all sufferings in this age of Kali. Purport. In this verse, the words Krishna Charitam Kali Kama Sagnam indicates that the activities of Lord Krishna are certainly the greatest panacea for all miseries, especially in this age of Kali. It is said that in Kali Yuga, people have only short lives and they have no culture of spiritual consciousness. If anyone is at all interested in spiritual culture, he is misled by many bogus swamis and yogis who do not refer to Krishna Katha. Therefore, most people are unfortunate and disturbed by many calamities. Srila Vyasadeva prepared Srimad Bhagavatam at the request of Narada Muni in order to give relief to the suffering people of this age, Kali Kama Sagnam. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is seriously engaged in enlightening people through the pleasing topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. All over the world, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is being accepted in all spheres of life, especially in advanced educated circles. Srila Sukadev Goswami is describing this verse as Bhagavata Pradhana, whereas Parikshit Maharaj is described as Vishnu Ratan. Both words bear the same meaning. That is, Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of Krishna, and Sukadev Goswami was also a great saintly person and a great devotee of Krishna. Combined together to present Krishna Katha, they give great relief to suffering humanity. Anato Pashanam Sakshat Bhakti Yogam Adokshaji Lokasya Janato Vidvans Chakri Satvata Samhitam. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth, Bhagavatam 176. People in general are unaware that the message of Srimad Bhagavatam can give all of human society relief from the pangs of Kali Yuga, Kali Kalmasagnam. Gurave Gurachandraya, Rajikatadalaya, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namo, Namamo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamini, Namaste Sasadivi Guravani Pracharine, Nivisa Sunivari, Pastor Vistarine, Vanchaka Paturubiasta, Kripa Sunivacha, Patitanam Pavana Bia Vashnava Bio Namo Namah. Sutta Vacha Evam Nisaya Brigunandana Sadhu Vadam Vayasaki Sabhagavan Ata Vishnu Ratam Pratyacha Krishna Charitam Kalika Masagnam Vyatun Arabhata Bhagavata Pradanaha. Sutta Goswami said, O son of Brigu Sonakarishi, after Sukadeva Goswami, the most respectable devotee, the son of Vyasadeva, heard the pious questions of Mara Parikrit. He thanked the king with great respect. Then he began to discuss on topics concerning Krishna, which are the remedy for all sufferings in this age of Kali. So the Sutta Goswami was very, very much overjoyed by Parikshit Maharaj's questions, because in the from the beginning of this chapter, Parikshit Maharaj had asked various questions to Sukadeva Goswami. And this question was so much full of, was actually so deep that Sukadeva Goswami himself was very, very happy to hear these questions of Parikshit Maharaj. Because we know that in the beginning, in the beginning of Bhagavatam, when Parikshit Maharaj sat on the bank of the Ganges waiting for his death. And that time, many, many rishis, sages, great personalities, so they all came and they assembled around Parikshit Maharaj, because Parikshit Maharaj, he was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. And normally, whenever a great devotee is about to pass away, all the other devotees, they all assemble around that, such a great personality, such a great devotees. So, when Parikshit Maharaj saw all the great rishis, so many, many great personalities, Vashishtha Muni, Angiras, you know, even his own father, Vyasadeva was there, Narada Muni was, so many great personalities were there. So, he had asked them the question that what should be the duty of a person who is about to die? What should be his main duty? And of course, many, many sages, they all give me different answers. As they say, that in the assembly of many, many sages, you can always expect different opinions. That's usually what happens. So everyone is giving different opinion. Some are saying perform sacrifice. Some are saying perform yoga. Some are saying we will give you blessing. You know, different answers are coming. But here comes Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami is not an ordinary person. You know, he's called, in this verse, he's referred to as Bhagavat Pradhanam. You know, he's a great personality. He's a great dear devotee of Lord Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami sat on the Vyasasan. Even though Sukadeva Goswami was much younger than all the sages, many, many of these sages, Many of them, they are, you know, millions and billions of years old. Asukadev Goswami was quite young compared to all these great sages. But Sukadev Goswami, when he came, he was offered Vyasasan. Because all the sages, they know who Sukadev Goswami, you know, was. So Sukadev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, he has the same question to Sukadev Goswami, that what should be the duty of a person who is about, you know, to die? Varayan Esati Prashna. So this is the question. But Sukadev Goswami, without much deliberation, he simply say, anyone who is about to die should simply hear Krishna Katha. Hear by Krishna. Hear the topics of Krishna. So when Sukadev Goswami said this, all the rishis, everyone clapped their hands. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yes, this is the right answer. Hear the topics of Krishna. And then, of course, the narration of Bhagavatam, you know, begins. So Sukadev Goswami, you know, he was a dear son of Srila Vyasadeva. And called Vyasadeva, it's called Veda Vyas, because he compiled all the Vedic literatures, divided them, and also then he compiled all the Puranas, Upanishad, then he wrote Vedanta Sutra, and all that. Still, he was not satisfied by all his efforts, and then his guru appeared to him, Nadamani, and then his guru eventually told him that, well, the reason why you're not happy is because you have not directly glorified Lord Krishna. You have not directly described the wonderful activities of Lord Krishna. So therefore, you are unhappy. So therefore, the best thing for you is to describe Lord Krishna's activities. So Vyasadev, he entered meditation, and then in his meditation, he could see the living entities. He could see everything. Like this verse, quoted by Srila Prabhupada, Anato Prashanam Saksha, Bhakti Yoga Madhokshaje, Lokase Janato Vidvans Chakre Satvata Samitan. So Vyasadeva, he could see that the material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is called the Paramahansa Samhita, is the book that is dearmost to all devotees. So when Sukadev Goswami, he was in the womb of his mother for 16 years. For 16 years, he was in the womb of his mother. He didn't want to come out. Of course, you know, it's difficult for people to really, you know, accept that. How can someone be in the womb for 16 years? How is that possible? When you tell people this, you know, materialists, they can never understand. But this is the realities. The great personalities, they're able to do things which are impossible to do. So Sukadev Goswami, he was in the womb of his mother for 16 years. And the reason why he was there, even though his father asked him again and again to come out, he refused to come out. He said, no, I'm not going to come out. Because if I come out, material world is a kingdom of Maya. I don't want to come out and then be affected by Maya, by material energy. So his father said, no, you will not be affected by material energy. I promise you, you will not be affected by Maya. Come out. So Sukadev Goswami replied, said, no, how can I trust you? You are a grihastha, you are a householder. Householder means, you know, being involved in materialistic activities. So how can I trust you? I'm not going to come out. So even though, despite repeated requests of Vyasadeva, still Sukadev Goswami will not come out. So Vyasadev, he went to Dwarka and called Lord Krishna to come and request Sukadev to come out of the womb. So Lord Krishna came and told Sukadev Goswami that you come out of the womb and I promise you that you will not be affected by Maya. So hearing from Lord Krishna, Sukadev Goswami came out. Now, one big question that how come Vyasadev, being a grihastha, he requested Sukha to come out, and Sukha will not come out. But Lord Krishna, who was married to 16,108 wives, who is much, much bigger grihastha than Vyasadev, how come Sukadev, he trusted Lord Krishna, he did not trust his father? As they say, I think in the one of the Upanishads, I think Gopatapani Upanishad is mentioned that how Krishna is Krishna Nitya Brahmachari, how Krishna is eternally a Brahmachari, is eternally a Brahmachari, because that can say Krishna is Brahmachari, he dances with the gopis, so many things, but Krishna is eternally a Brahmachari. So there was one time here in Vrindavan, all the gopis, they wanted to go and give something to Dubas Muni, who was staying on the other side of Yamuna. And that time, River Yamuna was overflowing. It was, big, running system overflowing. But so the gopis, they wanted to go and give something to Dubas Muni. But so how can they cross the river? So they asked Krishna that how can we cross the river because Yamuna is overflowing? So Lord Krishna told them, okay, I will give you a mantra. You chant this mantra, and then the Yamuna will give you a way to cross. So the gopis, they reply, they ask Krishna, what's the mantra? And Krishna told them the mantra, Krishna Nitya Brahmachari, that Krishna is eternally a Brahmachari. So the gopis, they started laughing, that how can we chant this mantra? Come, how can you say Brahmachari, Krishna Nitya Brahmachari? You dance with us every night, and you say that you're a Brahmachari? So Krishna said, well, if you want to go, that's the mantra, you better chant the mantra, and then so you want to cross the river. So the gopis, then they chanted this mantra, and then they easily, cross the river. So, a lot of many, many interesting pastimes, I like that. So, anyway, as you say, Bhagavad Pradhana, that Sukadev Goswami is a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Not just an ordinary devotee, he was topmost devotee, of Lord Krishna. And then, in this verse also, we are reading about Parikshit Maharaj being also a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Vishnu Ratam, his name is Vishnu Rata, because Parikshit, when he was in the womb of his mother, at that time, Aswatthama, he had sent a weapon to kill him. So he had sent it because Aswatthama, he wanted to destroy the descendants of the Kuru dynasty, and Parikshit is the only remaining descendant. So Aswatthama, he had sent a cruise missile because by chanting the mantra to kill Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of his mother. So, but he was protected by Lord Vishnu after the call out of his mother Uttara, Paya Paya Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpati. So the Uttara Devi, she was praying to Krishna that please, now my dear Krishna, please give me protection, because this mystery is coming. So immediately Lord Krishna appeared within the womb of Uttara Devi and protected the Devi and protected the boy. Srila Sanatana Goswami, he had written in this Brihad Vaishnava Toshani as follows. He said, Vishnuna Gabe Pravishtena Bhagavat Ratna Brahmastrani Raktitva Sri yudhishthira biyotun datam, that so Parikshit is he was datta means that he was given unto Yudhishthira Maharaj and the others after being saved by Lord Vishnu within the womb of Uttara. So basically Lord Vishnu himself, he personally saved Parikshit Maharaj while in the womb of his mother. So Parikshit Maharaj, so Vishnu Ratta means someone who is always under the protection of Lord Vishnu. And I saw, so Parikshit Maharaj is a dear devotee of Lord Krishna. And normally, whenever there is an assembly of devotees, what the devotee talks about? They talk about Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami is a great devotee, the topmost Vaishnava, the topmost devotee of the Lord. And Parikshit Maharaj is a great devotee, the topmost devotee of the Lord. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking question to Sukadeva Goswami, and Sukadeva Goswami begin to narrate the activities of Lord Krishna. Because the question that Sukadeva Goswami had asked, Parikshit Maharaj asked, he said that the thoughts of Krishna is the bhavoshad, which means the medicine to cure the ills of materialistic existence. You know, bhavoshad means this is the if you want to cure the ills of the material existence, it's only topics of Lord Krishna. So Parikshit Sukadeva Goswami was so much enlivened when he heard this question of Parikshit Maharaj. So therefore, when he begin to narrate the affairs, Charitam, it mentioned here, Charitam, Krishna Charitam, Kali Kamasagnam. So Krishna Charitam means the activities of Lord Krishna, the pastimes of Lord Krishna. The such description is the only way by which the effect of Kali can be nullified, can be mitigated. It's a Kali Kama Sagna. So when Sukadeva Goswami began to speak, as Parikshit Maharaj was hearing, so ultimately all the ill effects of Kali, you know, completely nullify. Like Prabhupada mentioned here, he began to discuss on topics concerning Krishna, which are the remedy for all sufferings in this age of Kali. So if you are looking for a way by which we want to be relieved from the effect of this age of Kali, so how do we get relief? Not by some materialistic, you know, means, some materialistic endeavors. We get relief only simply by hearing about Krishna. So whatever the discussion of here, the devotees are talking, we are hearing from them, every atmosphere become very, very auspicious. Everything become very, very auspicious. So in the he mentioned that the devotees, when they get together, what do? Devotees don't talk about any other affairs. He said, Satam Prachangam Mamavya Sambido Bhavanti Rikkana Rasayana Kata Tajoshanan As Apavagavatmani Shadarati Bhakti Anukramishyati. That in the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Lord is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. Rasayana and Kata is very, very pleasing to hear about Krishna's topic. You know, it's pleasing to hear, because when one hears it, one will not want to stop hearing. By cultivating such knowledge, One gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then redevotion and devotional service begin. So hearing about Krishna is described to be Rasayana Kata. It's very, very pleasing to hear. But now, Laparishi Maharaj, when he was in a forest, and he was very, very thirsty, he was going about in the forest, he became thirsty. So, and he entered the ashram of the sage. And that time, when he entered the ashram, Samikara is his name, he was very thirsty, he wanted to drink some water. But the sage that time was in deep meditation. He did not notice that Parikshit Maharaj, he had entered the ashram. So Parikshit Maharaj, feeling insulted that the rishi did not notice that he had entered the ashram, so he took a dead snake and put it on the neck of the sage. And of course, that was the reason why he was caused to die within 7 days. So now, Sukadeva Goswami began to speak Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. So, as the Sukadeva Goswami was speaking Bhagavatam and Parikshit Maharaj was hearing, so there must have been some questioning within Sukadeva Goswami that you have been hearing Bhagavatam now for several hours, for several days. Maybe you are feeling thirsty or you are feeling hungry. And all that, maybe you can take a break and all that. But Parikshit Maharaj said, no. You know, what I was feeling such a rejuvenation just by hearing your descriptions of the topics of Lord Krishna. There's no such a thing as the feeling of thirst, the feeling of hunger. Because the topic of Krishna is so beautiful to hear, Rasayana Kata. You know, hearing of Lord Krishna's in the pastime, so much so that one forget about eating or drinking or sleeping, because Bhagavad discussed this narration took over 7 days. And the more Sukadeva Goswami speaks, the more Parikshit Maharaj want to hear, and the more he question. So it's like so much absorption is there. You know, so that's why we mentioned that that by hearing the topics about Lord Krishna, all kinds of materialistic tribulation, you know, goes away. All kinds of materialistic tribulation go far away. It does not affect when one is engaging in hearing about the topics of Lord Krishna. And that's why the gopis, they've said, Tabakatamita tapta jivana kavibi uditam kama sapaham. Shabana Mangala Srimadatatam Bhuviginantiye Buridajana. So the gopis, they are saying, when there is a talk about you, Krishna, the whole world becomes rejuvenated. This is the real, you know, everyone get life just by hearing about your topics. Everyone get life. And the sages, the kavis, they also recommend this way. Kali Kama Sapaham. Just like this verse we are reading today also said this, you know, Kali Kama Sagnam, that to neutralize the effect of Kali. Kali Yogi is full of sin. To neutralize the effect of Kali, they want you to hear about Krishna. So the gopis said, even the rishi said that yes, by hearing about you, all kind of effect of Kali completely goes away. This is the way by which one can nullify all the sinful reactions that is accrued from age of Kali. I know the gopi says, Shravana Mangalam Srimadatam is very beautiful, very, very auspicious to hear. You know, this is the translations of Srila Prabhupada said here, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations, transmitted by learned sages, eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most beneficent. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta used to say that if every book in this world is burnt to ashes and only Bhagavatam remains, he said nothing is lost. This is where everything is. You know, that's why the Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the Paramahansa Samhita. This is the book that is relished by the pure devotees of the Lord. This is Paramahansa Samhita. So therefore, devotees can do themselves greater good by simply hearing the message of Bhagavatam, and of course, the recitation of Bhagavatam should of course be done by pure devotees. There's Granta Bhagavat, Granta Bhagavat and Bhakta Bhagavat. There's a book Bhagavat and there's a devotee Bhagavat. So, the book Bhagavatam is this Bhagavatam. And when it's recited by pure devotees, Bhakta Bhagavat, it creates such a big effect on the hearers. It creates such a big effect. That's why when Srila Prabhupada, when he came to the West and brought the message of Bhagavatam, so he created such a big auspiciousness for the Western world. And people become devotees of the Lord. Why? Because being a pure devotee, giving the message of the Lord, become attracted. Whereas so many bogus yogis, they have been there before Prabhupada. So many yogis, they all came to the West. But none of them could make any effect on the heart of the people. It's just based on cheating and the cheater. But when Prabhupada came, he just gave his message of Krishna without any particular motive. And what happened? The whole world became, so many devotees of Krishna, were created, the whole world. So therefore, it's our great opportunity, great fortune that we're able to get this message of Bhagavatam, and we can continue to relish this. We relish it, we hear it, and also we also distribute it also to others. So thank you very much. I'm not a good speaker. I'm just trying to repeat whatever I've heard. So thank you very much. You can some questions or by some comments, Vaishnava Vaishnavas. Maharaj, you can say something about this. Prabhuji, want to add something to it? Any question? Yeah. Thank you very much. Any other comments? Yeah, that the gopis buviginantye buridajana, those great personalities who not just only did they relish this message, but they give out this message to others, to humanity. So those persons buviginantye buridajana, the greatest charitable workers. Because just as you say, Prabhupada give up his own ecstasy and go to a social alien environment in the West to start to give this message of Bhagavata. So such personalities are very, very rare. Okay. So anything? Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Grand Trashim Bhagavatam ki. Sila Prabhupada ki.